we bow as we give thanks to Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, the God of all grace, the true and living God. Give him thanks for his kindness and mercy and long-suffering and grace, his love in sparing our lives and permitting us to use the radio to the glory of our blessed Savior. It's a wonderful privilege to preach the gospel with the Holy Spirit sent down from heaven. It is a tremendous responsibility. So we ask you to pray as we bring you the message and in our subject today, the vessels of honor. Vessels of honor, we'll read from the second chapter of 2 Timothy. Now you remember the story in the 18th chapter of Jeremiah, where Jeremiah was sent by the Lord to go down to the potter's house. And there, while he stood and watched the potter, the vessel was marred in the potter's hand. And he took that marred vessel and made it over a vessel of honor, in the sense that a vessel that was good to the eyes and talents of that potter. Then the Lord said to Jeremiah, I can do that with the sinful people to whom I have sent you as a prophet. Now in the second chapter of 2 Timothy, we read this in the 19th verse. Nevertheless, the foundation of God stands sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Now in the matter of being a Christian, salvation is a threefold call. Well, we might say in a double sense, because it is a high calling, it is a holy calling, it is a heavenly calling. But in this sense, we're called to salvation and to separation and to service. We've been turned to God from idols to serve the living and the true God and to wait for God's Son from heaven. Now, God never calls an unconverted man to service. Some people try to be saved by serving. No, God says it is not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us. Now to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. By grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, not of works, lest any man should boast. Not of service, it's the gift of God. Just as free as the air we breathe, as the sunshine we take in, we can just say, here I am, God. I am the ungodly, lost sinner, condemned and ruined in Adam, sinner for whom Christ died on the cross, and I believe he died for me. And God, which cannot lie, promised us eternal life before the world began, and nothing gives God more joy than saving any sinner who is willing to come in God's way and let God save him just as God wants to save him. For God will have all men to be saved, but in his way. And there isn't any other way except God's way, and that's by faith in God's well-beloved and only begotten Son, and that means faith in his once-for-all sacrifice on the cross of Calvary, where he put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Now when you come by faith, then God says in Galatians 3:26-28, we are the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. No longer outside, but now we are fellow members in the household of God, heirs of God, and joint heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, after we're saved, then God calls us to a life of separation. You know the word sanctification, or holiness, sanctified or holy. So many people are afraid of the word. It has this meaning, to be set apart by God and for God. Now, when you're saved, you are no longer of the world. You are in the world, but you are in Christ and no longer in Adam. You're no longer alienated from the life of God. You are reconciled. You're no longer condemned. You're justified. You're no longer a lost child of Adam now. You're a redeemed child of God by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. As we've said so many times, the greatest one truth that can ever be known by any individual who is a sinner is this, that in the matter of being saved from the wrath to come, from the awful judgment of God, we are not saved by what man does for God, but by what God does for man. By grace through faith, salvation is a free gift of God, as is eternal life, and a man can receive nothing except it be given him from above. But after we're saved by grace, we're kept by grace and taught by grace and kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, and then we're called to a life of separation. To come out from the world, to keep ourselves unspotted from the world, and present our bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto the Lord, which is our reasonable service. And there is one great must for the sinner. Christ said, you must be born from above. Now, after we're saved, here's a wonderful message in 2 Timothy. It says, listen, in the second chapter of Timothy, it says, thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. He says, consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. If we suffer with Christ, we shall reign. If we deny, he also will deny us. And so he says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now if a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, in a great house, sanctified and meet for the master's use, prepared unto every good work. Wouldn't you like to be a vessel of honor? Wouldn't you like to be prepared unto every good work? Well, listen, my dear friend, here's the condition. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel. In this word, meet for the master's use, it means easily used. Isn't it wonderful? As a pastor of the church for many years, what a wonderful help it is to find people who are not like mules to be driven and pulled, but they delight to be used for the Lord. They're easily used. Wouldn't you like to be a vessel of honor, sanctified and easily used in the Master's service, prepared unto every good work? All right, then God tells you how. Endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Now, if you're going into the ministry, remember you're going in either to suffer or to compromise. And if you're going to be true to the Lord, you'll have to say with Paul, if I please men, I would not be the servant of the Lord. And you have to get your eye on the Lord and run with patience the race that is set before you and endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Then he said, study to show thyself unto God, approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. My dear friend, if every Christian knew the message of grace, if every Christian would rightly divide the word of truth, if every Christian would endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ, if every Christian would depart from iniquity when the name of Christ is mentioned, ah, how many vessels of honor we would have. Well, let's make it very personal. Would you like to be a vessel of honor? Do you want to be sanctified and meet for the master's use? Well, you endure hardness as a good soldier. you rightly divide the word of peace, and you depart from iniquity. Oh, what a wonderful privilege it is to be a child of God and then to be used by the Lord, prepared unto every good work. We thank God for this wonderful scripture in 2 Timothy.